John chapter 10, verses 31 through 33. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are stoning you not because of your good works," they replied, "but for blasphemy, because you are a mere man claiming to be God." You cannot accept Jesus as simply a moral man, a religious leader, or a quotable teacher. The religious leaders of the day understood that Jesus claimed to be God. And with this claim, all options to accept Jesus as less than God are invalid. In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis states the case. He writes, "I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus. They say, 'I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God.' This is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level of the man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, and you can spit at him, and you can kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to." Jesus did not intend to leave options. With him, there is no straddling the fence. You have to make your choice about Jesus. Is he a lunatic? Is he a liar? Or is he the Lord? What will it be for you? Father, open my heart so that I can fall at the feet of Jesus and call him Lord and God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And if we can pray for you here at The Journey, please email your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.